The Conversions, a Spiritual Exile. By the end of the 15th century, the calles of the Catalan city were almost empty. Many of their inhabitants had converted. However, to avoid any contact between converts and Jews, on the 31st of March 1492, Ferdinand and Isabella, the King and Queen of Castile and Aragon, signed a decree. All Jews residing in their kingdoms had 4 months to embrace the Christian faith. If they persisted in their religion after this time, they were condemned to exile. 20 days later, on the 20th of April, Ferdinand sent a letter to the city council of Girona, ordering them to protect the few families still living in the cal of the city until they left. The edict prompted many to seek baptism. On behalf of the community, the secretaries of the Aljama sold the synagogues, the ritual baths, the school, the community butchers, and the abattoir at a ridiculous price of just 10 florins, and they left. Silence enveloped the cal. The secretaries, along with the scrolls of the law and other sacred objects from the synagogue, went to Perpignan. After a year, when the King of France relinquished the counties of Roussillon and Cerdagne to the monarchs of Castile and Aragon, they also had to leave there. In the first few days of October 1493, among the 39 Jewish men and women who left the port of Couleur were the Estre family, the De Pierras, the Nissims, all of them from Girona. Some went to Italy, to the cities of Pisa, Livorno, Naples and Rome, and others went to the coasts of modern-day Turkey. In Thessalonica, Catalan Jews maintained their cultural traits, right up to their destruction at the hands of the infernal Nazi regime. Those who had converted didn't get to live in peace either. They were seen as opportunists. Some made mistakes in the practices of their new religion because they hadn't had time to learn them. Others continued practicing Judaism in secret. Saturdays were their day of rest instead of Sundays. They kept books in Hebrew and they did not eat pork. To prevent any heresy in the faith, in 1480, the Christian authorities created the Inquisition, the most heinous tribunal in the history of Catholicism. The Tribunal of the Holy Inquisition against heretical depravity was designed primarily to prosecute those converts who were still practicing Judaism. There was strong opposition to its introduction. In Catalonia, there was already a medieval Inquisition in place, which did not require outside intervention, which conflicted with their own laws. Despite this opposition, King Ferdinand still imposed the Spanish Inquisition. Between 1484 and 1503, in just 20 years, 629 people were burnt alive. And by the early 16th century, there were hardly any practicing Jews remaining in Catalonia. The inquisitors deployed a truly repressive regime, instigating terror and fanaticism. Often, neighbour reported neighbour. For those condemned for practicing Judaism, sentences ranged from physical punishment to confiscation of property, and sentences were pronounced, including the death penalty. When a person fled the city, a straw effigy representing them was burnt on a bonfire. This was known as burning the statue. In the audio guide to this section, you can hear some of the inquisitorial trials against people accused of heresy in Girona and the province. Here you will also find the sentences, some implements of torture, and charts showing the processes. Manuel Forcano wrote a poem about the cry of a Jewish convert, persecuted in the Inquisition. Hear, O Israel, I walk barefoot on the ice. Although the Inquisition court in Catalonia was based in Barcelona, in 1491 it was relocated to Girona, when an outbreak of plague occurred. The stone shield you will find in this section was found at the San Domenic convent. It displays a cross and a sword, which recall the persecution for heresy, together with an olive branch as a symbol of repentance and reconciliation. The stories of people's lives during these centuries bear testimony to lack of tolerance, fanaticism, and intense fear. we would like to bid you farewell with the story of three sisters. Joana Libiana, Marquesa and Catarina, daughters of converts from Girona, arrested in Barcelona in the winter of 1496 and accused of practicing Judaism. After cruel interrogation, they confessed. The court was implacable. All their belongings were confiscated, and they were sentenced to life imprisonment. We do not know if the three sisters were able to keep Jewish traditions and maybe use the ritual baths of Girona in secret. We now ask you to go out and cross the patio until you come to the final part of our journey and the last part to be included in the museum, the remains of the last mikveh, or ritual baths of Girona.